The Environmental Defense Fund is one of several groups filing a lawsuit against the EPA following its rollback of the endangerment finding. Dr. Dominique Browning, the vice president of the EDF, joins us. Dr. Browning, thanks a lot for coming on. First, what is the endangerment finding?
The endangerment finding is a bedrock foundational principle that essentially resulted in the EPA's responsibility to control and regulate climate emissions, meaning climate pollution like methane and carbon that are trapping solar rays in our atmosphere and turbocharging extreme weather. So without the endangerment finding, EPA has no responsibility to control climate pollution. And that's what EPA is trying to do, is get rid of that responsibility.
What about the rollback prompted the group to file a lawsuit?
The rollback is illegal in the sense that it is based, the decision to make the rollback was not based on sound science at all. There is no remote possibility that climate change is not happening. It was not based on public health. And the mission of the EPA is literally to protect human health and the environment. Nothing about this rollback protects human health. In fact, quite the opposite. It endangers human health. And it is not based on a sound economy either. This economy has been getting stronger over the decades as EPA has done its work. We need a healthy, big energy mix with solar and wind and everything we can get into there. So there's not a good, strong economic sense. And you and I both know, just from what's happened in Florida with extreme weather, that oceans are rising and floods are becoming worse and sunny day flooding is becoming worse. And this costs a fortune to deal with.
When have you heard anything on when this will go before a judge?
No, not yet.
What is the ultimate goal with this lawsuit?
The ultimate goal with the lawsuit is to stop EPA from unraveling the endangerment finding and from walking away from its responsibility to help regulate climate emissions. EPA obviously isn't doing this all along. A lot of corporations have been working, especially auto companies have been working on making cars cleaner and more efficient, lighter, less polluting. So there are a lot of companies and people who are trying to help get our climate pollution down, but EPA has responsibility in a very big, broad, system-wide way. And the lawsuit will stop EPA from this destructive action.
You are also a co-founder of Moms Clean Air Force. What is Moms Clean Air Force?
Now, Moms Clean Air Force is a group of about 1.6 million members around the country who are moms and dads and caregivers and people who are uniting to protect our children's health from climate pollution, air pollution, and toxic chemicals. Uniting because we need to take care of these problems. We need to continue to take care of these problems in a big systemic way. The Clean Air Act has done wonders. I'm old enough to remember what it was like to fly into LA in a bowl of smog. It was so filthy. The air was so filthy. Things are much better now. We still have a long way to go, but we know much more. Scientists know much more about the impacts of pollution and toxic chemicals on our bodies. So we need the Clean Air Act to be working for us, and we need an EPA that works for us.
You mentioned impacts. Can you tell me, like, how does the endangerment finding impact everyone?
Well, climate change, essentially, global warming, is impacting our health most immediately because we are seeing turbocharged extreme weather. Now, people will always say the climate has always been changing. And indeed, that's true. It has always been changing. But human beings did not flourish in an unstable, chaotic climate. So we're now seeing floods that are supposed to be 500-year events happening every year. We're seeing wildfire seasons because things are so much hotter and drier. The seasons that don't have a beginning and they don't have an end, they keep going. Heat waves that are killing people around the globe. And all of this is turbocharged, essentially, in an envelope of a warming planet. So these things impact our health, right? But they also impact the cost of living. Affordability issues are enormous now. People can't get flood insurance. They can't get home insurance. They can't. It costs a huge amount of money to rebuild from the destruction of storms and to mediate against mold and all the other things that happen from flooding. So there's no scenario under which global warming, climate change, makes life cheaper. It doesn't. It makes things much more expensive, and it makes us sicker.
Where can people go to find more?
People can come to momscleanairforce.org and find a lot more information about what moms are doing, meeting with their legislators, talking to lawmakers, talking to EPA, telling them to do their jobs, meeting with mayors. We've got a lot of fact sheets, a lot of accessible information, and also EDF, environmentaldefensefund.org, to find information about the lawsuit. Join us.
She's Dr. Dominique Browning, the Vice President of the Environmental Defense Fund and the co-founder of Moms Clean Air Force. Dr. Browning, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much. Bye.